It's time for Chick Flicks, where Jack and Steve, who owns every season of Sex and the City on DVD, act out roles from famous movies that every woman knows and every guy, except maybe Steve, has never watched. It's time for Chick Flicks on Sunny 101.5.
And yes, you are going to play for tickets, our last two tickets here for Who's Live Anyway, which is Sunday, November 5th at 7:30 at the Morris Performing Arts Center. So let us set the stage here, first of all, musically, though, all right? And... Oh, boy.
Yeah, that looks better when you stand closer.
I know, that's why
I can't ever see you.
Oh, good. I'm glad that it, you know,
is this close enough?
I mean, especially with these love scenes.
Is this close enough?
That's better. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
It's much better for the
video. It's a male and a female. Guess which one I am, everybody.
Well, you'll be able to tell by the voice, I think.
There we go. All right, we're going to set the scene here.
Yeah.
The leading man reconnects with a long-ago love. Jack and Steve, action.
I don't even remember why we broke up.
Because you didn't show up on our vacation.
I didn't mean to actually talk about that.
I had 3 days planned in San Francisco. I had things for us to do and things to tell you, and you stayed in Guam.
Guam? Really?
Don't pretend like you don't remember. I've wanted for this.
You what?
Cut. You've got to start over.
What was that you said there?
I really got two in character.
Yeah,
threw me off.
All right, this is the one. This is it right here. This is the...
All right.
This is the Oscar.
Just go.
Okay. Action.
I don't even remember why we broke up.
Because you didn't show up on our vacation.
I didn't mean to actually talk about that.
I had 3 days planned in San Francisco. I had things for us to do and things to tell you, and you stayed in Guam.
Guam?
Don't
really?
Don't pretend like you don't remember, huh? I've waited for this.
If you calm down, I'll try and remember.
I'm calm. This feels good.
Hey, you know what? I do remember. You said if you don't show up, then that's it.
Because you're a workaholic who creates work to avoid real work.
I'm still working on that. But to me, you see, a vacation can't be an ultimatum. How can you relax on an ultimatum? The whole concept is stressful.
You just had to show up. I was looking for a gesture. It didn't have to be bold. Just something. I just wanted you to show up.
There's another line.
Well, it does say long pause. I think he's going for I think he's going
dramatic
for
dramatic pause.
Hey! I really loved you. Loved is the key word there. Loved, past tense.
Oh, this is awesome. I love Fridays.
I didn't love this one.
236-1015. Good luck.